Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you Intimate Encounters with your hosts, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
They was talking about coming up with, like they got a football, the
franchise tag. They were trying to do all that shit, but they put it in a new agreement. Well, shit, if a motherfucker want to leave, a motherfucker can leave. You know, they could do that shit for a long-ass time because you had to make the numbers match. So now they talking about Chris Paul going to New York, man. I mean, they have a big three.
Now, what if they got it? What if you under contract, though?
Boy, it didn't have to be a trade.
Right, right. So you can't just say, well, I don't want to be on this team this year. I'm going to leave. I mean, the contract got to be over and done with, right? Or a trade.
Or a trade, right. The player can request it to leave now. You know, at first they couldn't. You know, they can ask for a trade, blah, skippy, but it wasn't going to happen. Now they can ask for a trade and actually get it if they want. They changing all the rules, man. They trying to build super teams now. They trying to get that TV money.
Yeah, well, so I mean, you got to think about it, man. In the past couple of years, they lost a lot of revenue. They lost a lot of revenue.
Oh, I got information on that. Hold on for a second. I got information on the Superman trade, dog. Not going to happen. He ain't going to L.A., dude.
So is he going to Chicago?
I don't know where he's going, but he's not going to L.A. The Magic won't buy him.
The Magics won't buy him?
The Magic won't buy him, and the Lakers ain't giving up buying him. Jerry Buss already came out and said buying him is untouchable.
Okay. I mean, now you know this deal early in the year, right? You know what I'm saying? We got all the way to what? What we got to? What's the trade deadline? I mean, what's the to the start of the new season? November, October?
They don't know yet, though, man. You got to remember, once the playoffs end, them motherfuckers on strike. They might not be a season next year. Yeah.
Hey, man, I thought that was NFL.
They can already go through the same thing next year. After the playoffs. The motherfuckers on strike because they don't got no agreement in place. The agreement expired. And they're not even talking.
Oh, man, I ain't trying to hear all that. They gonna reach an agreement. Them motherfuckers, dude, I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. I understand the concept, but shit. Man, you motherfuckers ain't finna give up y'all way of life. That's bullshit. I mean,
hey,
shit.
I'm just telling you.
Kobe,
you want to think.
I feel you, but now let's be realistic, dog. You're getting 30-something million a year. 30-something million. You really going to get that up because motherfuckers talk crazy? Come on, man. Them boys stand to lose a lot of money on that bullshit.
But it's always about the money. I mean, true enough, okay, would you really lose $30 million this year but gain $50 million over the next two?
Dude, I'm sorry. I gotta go with Obama on this one. Like, that's just like the NFL. Y'all want to call me? Y'all motherfuckers, y'all making millions. Y'all making millions of dollars. Now, I ain't trying to hear that bullshit. Nigga, we got motherfuckers over here starving. Y'all making, man, one contract, a year's pay can, Kobe's 1 year pay can feed Somalia. I didn't give up a whole year's pay and feed Somalia all together. Come on, dog. I ain't feeling sorry for these some bitches. I mean, that's my man, 50 grand, but shit, come on, dog. I ain't trying to feel sorry for them motherfuckers talking about that. Oh, they suffering. Remember, what was your boy, Latrell Sprewell? My family got to eat. Nigga, you had a $5 million contract. Your family got to eat? Come on, dog. Your family can't eat all $5 million. Then, shit, you out of pocket.
That's why I tried to leave.
Exactly. Because you spending too much money on bullshit. Too much on bullshit.
Man, that motherfucker, I got to say, I don't agree with the fucking Mike Brown hire. That's bullshit, man. Brian Shaw should have got that team, man.
Hands down, Brian Shaw. Why the fuck, where Mike Brown, where the fuck he come from?
That's some bullshit, man. That's some bullshit. What they trying to get rid of Phil Jackson's whole coaching staff, dog. That's what it is. They got rid of the whole staff. They want a whole new staff in there.
If nothing else, JC should have got it.
Who?
JC.
Oh, Jim Clemens?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, the assistant coach, JC. Black guy.
Yeah, you're talking about Jim Clemens.
Yeah. Yeah, been with Phil since the Bulls. Hey, if nothing else, he should have got it.
Well, hey. You know, his son took over the team. His son's on the team, not him.
That bitch ass nigga.
Everybody saying that, you know, his son, his daughter should be running the team. But his son, he gave his son complete control of the team. And he want Phil Jackson and the whole crew out of there. He want a whole new squad. He tired of running the train. I'm like, the motherfucker won you 5 championships, man. How the fuck you going to try to give up the train?
Right,
you
how
want
the
5
hell
championships
you
off of that.
The train? How the hell you going
to
drive
the train
when they do all that?
He want to go back to the Showtime. He wants Showtime back. He don't want the triangle. He wants Ron and Gunn. He wants the Magic Johnson days back.
Well, you ain't got the players that is back there. Now, if you had the
exactly.
players back then, I had no problem with that. But you don't have the players of that caliber back now.
Well, they're going to change it up, man. He's getting rid of everybody except Bynum. Bynum is the only motherfucker that's on, and of course, Kobe. But Bynum is the only motherfucker untouchable. That's why the Superman trade ain't going to happen. It has to be a trade. You know, it can't be a trade deal. It has to be a full-out trade.
Ain't how with a free agent this year.
Yeah, but the Magic ain't going to let his ass go. They're going to re-sign his ass, give him whatever they want. If he want to leave, they want to try to get a sign and trade. Okay, we're signing you and we're going to trade you. The Lakers going to have a cap
yeah.
for that. So he has to come to the Lakers flat out. And the Magic ain't going to let that happen. Because they won't buy him. They said, if you want him, we won't buy him. And the Lakers said they're not getting up for him.
Nah, it's early, though.
You can have anybody you want, but you can't have Bynum. We're not giving you Bynum. Bynum is his man. He drafted Bynum right out of high school. Mike Brown, untouchable for the Lakers. Everybody else, hey, whatever happens, happens. But them two motherfuckers, ain't going nowhere. Ain't going nowhere. So you can hang that up. I think he's going to end up in I think he's going to end up in Chicago. Or he might stay in Orlando and recruit motherfuckers like Chris Paul to come to Orlando. You know what I mean? Like D-Wade did for LeBron. I'm not going to Cleveland. You come here.
Yeah, because they did re-sign Chauncey.
Chauncey bad motherfucker. He's a little old, but he's bad.
Hands down, I agree, hands down. They signed Chauncey back,
to get traded. You look for him to get traded because they want Chris Paul. You can't have two elite point guards on the same squad. Not gonna happen.
Exactly, but they gave him a pretty lucrative deal. You know what I'm saying? They gave him a pretty lucrative deal. So my thing is, come on. I gave this man a lucrative deal. Do I sit back and do I play this game with people or do I keep him?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Starting point guard, Chauncey Billups, Chris Paul. Who's starting?
Oh, hands down, Chris Paul. But now,
gotta go.
Okay, now that's my thing. Now, if you knew that was your game plan, why sign Chauncey Billups?
You got to remember, this is before they put in that new agreement, man. See, they're gonna put in that new agreement where you can have all these super teams. You can have, you know, two, three. Well, you can always have two, but you can have three. You're talking about. Major top 10 players on the same squad. You used to couldn't do that. But now you can.
So is they lifting, is they lifting the salary cap? I mean, how is that working?
I don't know the exact details of it. I got to look it up. But the commissioner came out and said from now on, teams will be able to have three superstars if they want. They got a whole lot of shit in place to stop that. But now they're lifting it because they're seeing that the Miami thing is working. Because Miami, Dallas was the highest rated show in the last 10 years for the NBA. It's the highest opening game one of the last 10 years as far as ratings go.
Yeah, because I mean, you got LeBron, you got D Wade, you got Dinosaur Boy. Oh, yeah, Bosh. I call him the Dinosaur Boy. And then you got Nowinski. I mean, everybody like Terry too. Terry, and why they never star him, I don't understand. But hey,
He played better off the bench.
Think
about it. When you put that motherfucker in the game, that motherfucker gonna come out and make some shit happen. That's just the way. If you start him, he don't give you that opportunity. You know what I mean? He's just like Lamar Odom. Odom should start. Odom should be a starter. He could start on any other team. But he played better coming off the bench.
I see your point.
Yeah, I mean, compare the games when Odom started versus Artest. When Artest got suspended, or you know that must have always doing some shit. He played better off the bench.
Okay, with that being said, do you think Artest coming back?
They're all gone, man. They're gonna have two starters left, man. That's Kobe and Bynum. Everybody else is going to be gone. I mean, he's trying. He wants to get young, and he wants to run. I still think you keep holding. I think you can let Artest and Powell go. But I think you keep holding. I mean, that motherfucker was six man of the year.
And they did get Odom a lucrative contract also.
Yeah, but you got to remember, he just turned the team over to it. It's his son team now. He wants Showtime back. That's what he wants. He wants Showtime. Everybody's on the market except Bynum. He came out and said it. Everybody's tradable except Bynum.
And of course,
Cole. You know what I'm saying? And Cole be frustrated. He felt like he got bullshitted because they didn't even consult him on the new coach. You know, he endorsed Brian Shaw.
Right.
So he kind of heated, though. He got some shit going on. He said a few things on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he didn't actually come out and say, I'm pissed, but the way he worded it, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm slighted right now. You know, they didn't really ask me. You know what I mean? But he used different words. You know, he was saying things like, well, you know, I'm not in management. You know, the bus run the Lakers. I never expected them to come to me and ask me about the coach. But that's not what he meant. He's saying, y'all motherfuckers, at least consult, ask me or something. I am the motherfucking king. You know what I mean? When Jordan got Doug Collins fired, shit, they asked Jordan, well, who you think should they be? Well, we about to get a coach. What you think about this person? What you think about that person? I think you got to ask the star. I mean, the motherfucker won the team.
As well as you should.
I think that's the way they should do it, but they did it on their own, so they like, fuck it. So Kobe like, all right, well, fuck it. I think if he don't get another ring this year, I think he's going to be gone. I hate to say it, but that motherfucker gonna be out of there. What's happening, Janine?
Hello, how are you?
Chilling like a villain.
What's going on? What y'all doing? What y'all talking about?
Shit.
Talking about the Lakers right now. But look, let me ask you a question.
I don't know nothing about no sports before you even get started.
I know, this ain't about sports. This ain't about
okay.
sports. All right, check this out. Okay, my friend, one of my partners, right, he got a, his sister's kind of promiscuous. I guess that's the word you can use, you know. She loves
your friend's sister.
Yeah, she loves to get her
groove
on, right?
Mm-hmm.
She
you
like fuck.
Right, okay. And now I'm at work last night, right? I'm working
mm-hmm.
with these guys that I don't know. And they talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they talking about how they had all twisted up and everything. You know, because, you know, she a drinker. You know, she get a drink on and, you know, she do shit when she get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And now I'm thinking to myself, do I tell her brother? You know, your sister's out there. You know, your sister's like a
whole
dog.
Is she an adult?
She's 21.
Okay, well, she do what she want.
Right, but do I tell him, like, yo, man, your sister has this type of reputation. Maybe you should talk to her.
Well, how do you know that they
who
telling the truth?
So, well, because I know her. Now, you got to remember, they don't know me. They're just talking about it. They don't know me from, this is my first night working with it. So they just talking about it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you talk, because, you know, she used to work there too.
Mm-hmm.
And she met him at the club, and, you know how that shit go. They eventually leave from the club, you know, and go bang her out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they talking about it. So I kind of interject myself in the conversation. I'm like, oh, you talking about so-and-so that got the lip ring all the way to it, you know, and all this shit, right? They're like, yeah, you
mm-hmm.
know. I'm like, yeah, I know her. I've been knowing her since she was a little kid. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And then I said, yeah, that's my boy's sister. And they you know, they kind of clamped up a little bit, like, oh, shit. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Whoa,
mm-hmm.
let's slow it down a little bit. But I was like, no, you know, it ain't like that. You know, she grown, she can do whatever she want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do I tell him? Do I tell him that his sister has this type of reputation?
No.
And she go both ways. I mean, she's
no.
just out there.
No,
I'm
okay, saying
no.
Huh?
I'll let her say it first. What do you want to say today?
I'll say no because... You know, yeah, she may be doing something. I ain't saying she's not doing nothing. But everything people say don't be true. So I don't believe everything people say. And
well,
if
okay,
that's how she chooses, if
believe.
That's how she chooses to leave her life, that's how she chooses to live her life.
Yeah, but do I tell the brother?
What he got to do with it? Do anybody say anything about him fucking all these women?
But what? Actually, my friend. I actually consider
okay.
him a friend. You know what I'm saying? And as a friend,
well,
if I hear
hold
shit,
on.
I'll tell you.
Hold on. And this is where we draw the line with them. We've had this talk before. This friend shit that you say. Friends and associates are two different things. Now, if it was your sister and me, and I seen your sister, then, yeah, I'm finna call you. I'm finna call you, I'm finna tell you. But as far as this associate thing, dude, if these ain't childhood friends, leave the shit alone. I'm sorry, that's my take. If it ain't childhood friends, leave that shit alone. Because you don't know, I know how you gonna react to it. You ain't gonna look at me and say, you know what I'm saying, I can say something to you. And they say, well, your sister did this, your sister did that. Dude, you're not finna come back and say, well, she said she ain't do it, you a motherfucking lie. You gonna go to her like, this nigga ain't got no reason to lie to you, lie to me about you. Well, you don't know what this man, I mean, I don't know how close you and this guy is, but like I said, I ain't claiming everybody as friends. So I'm gonna claim this guy is, hey, shit. I mean, if you claim him as a friend, then so be it. But, hey, it ain't my time.
I claim him as a friend.
Did you see her doing anything?
Right.
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, so well, that's hearsay.
I appear to believe it because she liked that.
You know what? I'm like that too, but that don't mean I'm like that with everybody. I work at a trucking company. Okay, I'm talking about everybody in there said they slept with me, and of course, when you're talking to other men, they believe it. You see what I'm saying? You're talking with other men, of course they believe that. They talking about somebody here that they want to get with.
Okay, I'll tell you like this. The only reason I believed it was because of something that he said, she said. And she does say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is I'm not saying she don't do certain things. I'm not saying she don't do certain things, but with all these people, that don't mean that's true. I do certain things. I don't do them with everybody. I don't just go around sleeping with everybody. I do a lot of stuff, but I do it with that specific person that I'm with.
What you be doing? I'm sorry. I done got took off the whole conversation.
So you said I shouldn't tell him. It's none of my business. That's basically what you're saying, right?
Unless you see her. Unless you see her actually doing something, I would just leave it alone. So that's hearsay. That stuff did not always be true.
Oh, no. It's tough. I mean, you know, this is like, it's just somebody, you know, you actually watch them grow up. You know what I mean?
I understand. Look, one of my friends, she went to the bowling alley with her husband. Now, this guy that I used to work with, she didn't know him. He didn't know her. But he talking to the other guys at the bowling alley. I guess they were just reminiscing about people that they had. And she overhears him talking. They all guys talking. And he says my name. He talking about how good it was and all this. And she was like, Tasha, you know, like how she looked. You know, she like described her. And all this. And she said, he described me. And she was like, you talking about Latasha here? It's my friend. And he was like, yeah. And she knew well.
You know you just gave out your name, right?
You know I'm going to Google your real name now, right?
You know my real name. Y'all knew my real name anyway because you said it before.
Okay,
so
I'm going to go on MySpace.
By the time you said it before. You knew that was my name.
I know, but you just told the whole way.
She's saying, you did not sleep with him. I said, you knew damn well I did not sleep with that fool. That was not even my type. And she knew that. And I'm like, see, people, you don't even know who you know, and you talking about people in front of other people, and you lying. You just sitting up there lying. And people do that.
Okay. Well, check this out. I'm finna incorporate something new on this show tonight. We finna do the call thing. I'm finna incorporate. Fuck it. I don't give a damn. I'm calling people names. I'm calling people's phones. I'm finna call, let me see who I'm gonna call. What is this number? Okay, I'm finna call this number. I'm finna incorporate. I'm incorporating them.
Hello.
Damn. Oh, my bad. What kind listen to Call Mama Back. This is Sin City Radio. I am letting you know that that's a ghetto ass motherfucking tone. Call my mama back. Yeah, whatever. Call your mom. Tell your mom call Sin City Radio back.
Well, call my mama. I hope they got a good ass job, because if that was a job calling,
I know.
I'm back. Yeah, I had to leave that message on now.
Right. Ooh, that's fucked up. Hi, Janine, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you think you can, let's say, you hooked up with a guy. Actually, this question goes to both of y'all. You hooked up with somebody, right? You got it on the first night. You hooked up with him. You got it on the first night. Can you seriously make that person your man or your woman?
Yeah. I think you can.
You think you can?
Yeah, I mean, you know what, man? I'm going to tell you like this. The days of when you're young, you like, okay, I'll fuck you on the first night, you a hoe, this, that, and the other. But, come on, dog. We ain't got grown. I mean, shit, you expect pussy on the first night. But it's the chemistry that goes now. I mean, you can't sit there and say, okay, because I fucked you on the first night, you know what I'm saying? You a hoe. I don't want to fuck you no more. You a bitch. Or, oh, you want nothing but a piece of dick. I mean, the chemistry just might be there. Well, hold on, dog. We finna try this again. I'm determined. I told you I'm incorporating something new tonight. Motherfuckers don't want to call in. We calling them tonight. Fuck it. Fuck it. We calling people tonight, dog. We calling 2-1. Wait a minute, hold on, y'all. We finna get this pop. We gonna get this on a poppin' tonight. Let's see. 2-9. What the fuck is this number? Yeah, we gonna have some fun tonight, y'all. God damn it, ma'am. My boy keep acting up, man. My boy keep acting up. Man, look here. I'm gonna get this. Yeah, y'all can finish talking. I'm gonna get this right. I don't want to hold the show up, but I'm on some new shit tonight. I'm calling motherfuckers out, because my thing is this. We've been doing this show for motherfucking over a year. And motherfuckers are talking about they gonna call, and they don't call. We finna start calling them. Everybody ain't gonna not answer the phone now.
Hello.
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 Hey, baby.
Hey, what's going on, sweetheart?
What's up? You said I ain't calling you for my show. I'm calling you for my show tonight.
Oh, hi. All right, I'm so call. Is this the number you had to call?
Nigga, you ain't got to call. I already called you.
Oh, is that on air?
Yeah, you on air. What's happening?
Okay, what is going on here? Okay, what are we going to be talking about? What's the topic for tonight?
Oh, well, first of all, if you called the fucking show, you didn't know the topic. But now, since you didn't call, I'm going to call you. My guy, Fox Time. My man, Fox Time posed the question. Time, hit him with that question, dog. I see. Okay, now, god damn. Well, you know what? We're going to fire him tonight. Janine.
Yeah.
All right, now, what was the question? What was the question that Father Time was so intrigued? intrigued about.
Oh, my goodness. You know how you done put me on the spot.
You my new co-host, but he didn't left.
Hell, what was he talking about? I don't even remember what question he asked.
All right, now here's the topic. Janita, you with me, baby?
Yeah, I'm listening to me and my...
We all here.
All right, Janita, check it. Now, if you knew your people's, you know, say your girl, we ain't gonna call your girl now. Something bad about your girl's sister, but you know that your girl's sister ain't like that. But you heard, well, she could be. There's a chance she could be. Matter of fact, we're gonna change this. We're gonna say it's your dude's sister. You heard something bad about your dude's sister. I mean, but you know, it's a possibility that it could happen or it couldn't have happened. But you just know the possibility is there. Let's see. Do you go tell your dude, well, this is what I just heard about your sister? Or do you keep your mouth shut?
All right, I'm back.
It depends. If I'm praying, I'm going to tell them what I heard. But if I ain't, I don't got nothing to do with it. Unless she did something to me, then I'm going to put it out there.
Nah, I mean, I'm just saying, if you were just like, it's your dude's sister, you like, okay, well, maybe she did and maybe she didn't. I don't really know. What do you say? Do you go to your dude and say, if you ain't even 100% sure if she did it or not, do you go to your dude and say, hey, this is what I heard your sister out there doing?
I probably won't say nothing because if I know the type of person she is, I probably won't say nothing. But I probably still have that thought in my head, like, that bitch probably did do it.
Right. Now, your thought is what you act on is two different things, right?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So you saying I shouldn't tell him?
You said what?
You saying I shouldn't say nothing? I should just mind my business. I shouldn't let him know, you know, that his sister's getting a reputation out there.
Well, he gonna find out anyways if she out there like that. If these streets be talking, if he in the streets and she in the streets too, he gonna find out regardless anyway. Gonna see something, or somebody gonna go back and tell him. Then he'll probably, y'all already had the conversation. So then, like, he really gonna be like, damn. So it was.
But this is my thing. This is what I'm saying. Okay, he may hear from somebody else, but he may not believe it. But hearing from me. You know, I ain't going to come to it with no bullshit. I'm going to investigate and make sure it's true before I say it.
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
What you got to do? Sweet weather. You got to sweet weather to find out.
No. I'm just saying. I mean, I got a feeling that I should say something.
Hold on. We're going to incorporate something new. Like I said, we incorporate something new in the show. We're going to call another number tonight. Shadini, can you hang on with us for a second?
Nah, I'm here. I'm about to do some hair in a minute, though, but I'm here.
All right, baby, just hang on with me for 1 minute, cause we trying to get this all put together. Cause I'm like I said, shit. We know did this show too long. I'm tired of sending out text messages. God damn it. I get tired of sitting up. Oh, no. These motherfuckers know they in the... See, I know what the problem is.
Hold on, man. Hang up. Hold on. I got one, man. Hold on.
Okay, we're gonna hang that one up. Now, I see what's the problem. A lot of motherfuckers, they niggas, and they don't want to answer the phone because they think it's somebody calling. They motherfucking creep.
That's right.
Hello?
Yeah, dog, I'm waiting on you. You throw me the hang up.
Man, my phone be fucking up lately, man.
See, man. You got one, dog?
Yeah, man, I'm trying to dial out right now, man.
This phone ain't working right, y'all.
Oh. Guess I need to put the area code in there.
Really, dog?
Just go ahead, man. I'm going to catch up, dog. All
right, now. All right, Shanita, check this out. Bam, Shanita, she hung up. Almost. All right, now. All right, you know what, man? Let me tell you like this.
Oh, my bad.
Let this boy make up his damn mind. You really fucked up.
That's just fucked up, man.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. How you calling me from the show?
Because you're supposed to be calling the show, so I decided I'm going to call your ass. You own the show.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, duh. You ain't calling months. What's up? You on the air right now.
Oh, wow. Why would you do that?
It's something new.
Oh, ain't that about fun?
We get frustrated. People say they're going to call and they don't have a call. So we're going to start calling people. You know the number about her because you knew it was from the show. Wow.
Say it again.
I said you know the number to the show because you said, why are you calling me from the show?
Because it's in my phone.
But you don't ever use
it. Because I be busy. And I was going to call tonight, too. That is so crazy, but I just ain't tripped off the time. Hold on real quick, okay?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Like, who you just called,
dog? Hey, man. I'm just not understanding. Yeah, what's happening? How's it going? What's going on with you?
It's all right. What's tonight's topic?
This works good for you.
What?
Yeah, you should be able to say something about this one.
What?
Okay, all your sisters is promiscuous. All of them.
Oh, wow.
You know they are. And I know they are.
That's
we both awesome. Know they are. We both know how they get down. Okay, now, let me ask
you. Hold on.
Hold on.
What you mean?
I'm not putting their business out there. You know how they are, and I know how they are. I want three of them.
What is that?
You know how they are.
You breaking up. Wait a minute. What'd you say?
Cat from CNC. What's your sister's name?
Y'all was mad.
Nikki.
And Tom, I can't believe you said that.
I mean,
and Michelle. All three of them, man.
What?
You know
no,
they
you
are.
Didn't.
You know they are.
No, I don't agree. So I still don't agree with you, but you don't make your point.
Know.
What's the topic?
We know I ain't lying. Okay. Let's say I came to you and told you your sister, you know, she's getting a reputation out there as far as, you know, keeping around with everybody. Now, would you be mad if I told you that, or you think I should just mind my business? Would you want me to tell you that? That I'm hearing motherfucking dudes on the street talking about your sister? Or would you prefer I just mind my business?
No, I wouldn't trip. I'd definitely tell her, but it wouldn't make me, you know, either way. I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care that your sister getting a reputation out there?
What am I going to do about it? If my sister did whatever she did to get a reputation, that's on her. But I would definitely tell her that, hey, motherfuckers out there talking.
Okay. Now, what if it was my sister? Would you tell me? You heard some motherfuckers talk about my sister. Would you tell me?
Of course.
So you would tell me?
Yeah, I would. You wouldn't want me to tell you?
Everybody on the show telling me I need to mind my business. Ain't my business to tell what they sister doing. So I don't know. I think I should say something. But
I would want to know. If a motherfucker said something about me, I would want to know. Because just because people talk don't necessarily mean it's true.
All right, now, hold on.
You said something about my sister. That shit ain't true.
Okay, then what's your name? What's your name, sweetheart?
That's Patty,
call
man. We prank her before.
That's who?
Remember? She was the one with the naked pictures in the phone. We pranked.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's
the yeah, the prank. Right.
Okay. All right, I got you. But now, Patricia, this cast, let me ask you something. Now, all right, your sister's something, but your partner, your homie, some motherfucker that you just cool with, what do you feel about that?
If a person told me about it?
Yeah, if it's just a part that somebody you cool with. Yeah, I mean, this ain't no motherfucker. This ain't no childhood friend. This is a motherfucker you cool with.
Associate? No, I wouldn't even care to know. I wouldn't repeat it to her or nothing. That's on her. It wouldn't matter to me if she knew or not. But, yeah, somebody I'm close to, hell yeah, I'm going to tell them.
All right, well, and I feel you. Well, hey, dog, I got another number. I'm going to hit this number. Let's see if we can get one. Let me see if we can get one.
All right. Trisha, you going to stay on the line?
Off the chain. I'm going to stay on the line with y'all off the chain.
Call my mama back.
He actually called his mama back. He actually put on there, call his mama back. I was with him on black. That's gay to love it. The boy is so fucked up. The boy is so fucked up that he's so fucked up that he actually put on the phone, called his mama back. Oh, Lord. Hey, Lord. Hold on, man. But you know what? I ain't do with this tonight. Hey, man, I ain't do with this tonight. Cause I figure like this, man. You know what? All bullshit aside, man, we've been trying, and we've been doing this, man. We've been doing this for a minute now. And I'm tired of acting people, so I'm finna take the initiative and call motherfuckers my goddamn self. Fuck it. Everybody said that they finna call in. Yeah, I'm gonna call in. I'm gonna call your show.
Hello.
Hey, Tawana.
Hey, who is this?
This Cass from Sin City. Hey, you on my show tonight.
Boy, you better quit playing with me.
Oh, well, I just had to call. You never called my show, so I figure I'm going to call you. We incorporate something new in the show tonight. We figured that we're going to start calling people who always say they're going to call our show. So we figure we're going to start calling them and ask them questions.
Doesn't mean I have to answer.
Well, you don't have to question. You already said hello, so. Yeah, you obligated to answer.
Yeah, okay.
All right, now tonight's topic is, if you heard that your, okay, now let me put it to you like this. You heard that how can we put it, if how will we put this, y'all? How will we put this for the 10 minutes?
your girl.
Stop. All right, you heard your girl. Your girl was out there wilding out. I mean,
my girl is my friend.
Yeah, your
right.
friend. Well, no, yeah, your friend. Your friend. You heard your friend. Somebody said made bitching about your friend. Or not a lifelong friend, just a friend that you know or associate. Now you hear that she wilding out, you know what I'm saying? She doing this, she doing that. Do you run back and tell her, or do you mind your business and stay out of it?
No. You said it wrong, dog. You said it wrong. Okay.
I'm just asking, motherfucker, you didn't say nothing.
Well, I'm about to now. Okay, it's you and your friend, right? You got a friend, right? Everybody got at least one friend. You got a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend has a sister or a brother. She got a brother or sister. You out kicking it, and they're talking about your friend's brother or sister, you know, hoeing around. Do you go back and tell your friend that their brother or sister is out there hoeing around? And, you know, they should know what's going on with their brother or sister.
It all depends on what kind of friend it is. Some people you can't tell that to. I mean, sometimes you have to mind your business and let it be, you know, so it won't be no confusion with you. But it all depends on the person, on how the person
Okay, let's
is.
Say you've been friends with this friend for about 15 years. Y'all been friends for about 15 years.
Yeah,
I mean, hold on, dog. We got somebody calling in, dog.
What?
I said we got somebody calling in.
Okay.
What?
Who we got?
Hello, what's up?
902,
what's happening?
What's up,
dog? What's up, baby?
What's going on? I want to comment on that.
Well, comment. Make your motherfucking comments now.
He talking shit, niggas. Go. You supposed to mind your business because that's not your business. And whatever that person, brother, or sister is doing, if they grown, they could do what they want to do. So
okay,
I feel like
okay.
You should mind your business. You know what I'm saying? Nobody running around worried about what you doing. So why you worried about what the next person doing?
But what if you watch that? What if? Hold on. What if you watch them grow up? I mean,
you
watch this person. What if you watch this person damn near literally grow up? You've been on it since they 10 or 11 years old.
Okay, then.
Now that they're 21, they feeling themselves. You still shouldn't say nothing? You watch them grow up.
Yeah, but then if that's the case, then you pull that person to the side and you holler at that person on a 101 basis. Because if that person's 21, they still legal. So you holler at that person on a 101 basis. That don't mean you got to run back and spread that person's business. You know what I'm saying? Because you're still telling that person's business without their permission. If they wanted somebody to know what they was doing, they put it out there for them to know.
Okay. My bad. I'm just wondering. Okay, I got another one for you then. Since you are joining us a little late, can you make somebody? Huh?
You say what?
I agree with her. I agree with her, dog. I'm listening to you.
I already know you agree with her, man. All right, let me ask you, Miss Lady. Okay, let's say you have sex with somebody on the first date. Can you make that person your man?
It all depends. It all depends. Like, okay, if y'all vibing, if y'all hit it off and y'all got everything in common and this what y'all do, maybe yeah. But on the other hand, maybe no, because you never know what this man might be thinking in his head. Like, oh, she gave it up to me on the first night. She might giving it up to everybody else on the first night. You know what I'm saying? Most men feel like you can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
I mean, because I'm going to tell you, the genuine first night, and you know it just like I know it. The genuine first night after you finish hitting it and you do a good job, the first thing that you're thinking is...
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Hell no.
That's the first thing you're thinking. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because you can always, now here's the difference between somebody say, all right, y'all had a good night, y'all went out to dinner, y'all had a good time, you know what I'm saying? And that night led on to whatever happened. as opposed to somebody just walking up to you asking you,
"What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?"
All right, well, let's take a poll. We got who is 902?
This is Marquita.
902 is Marquita. Okay, Marquita. Let me put your name down there. I'm gonna try to spell it right, but I doubt if
well,
I.
Well, you ain't got. You can just put Mary J. That's my nickname, Mary J.
Okay, Mary J. You saying yes or no? You saying you can or you can't?
I say you can't.
You say you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make a first night of your actual man.
I don't think so. Not in my honest opinion, no.
Okay, and tell us why.
Unapproved, goddamn, it's unapproved.
Cause I feel like, you know what I'm saying? You always in the back of a man, because always in the back of a woman, man, you think it. So always in the back of that man, you have some men that's just taking it like that. You know what I'm saying? Always in the back of his man, he might, not speaking for all men, but speaking for some men, he might be feeling like, he might be liking her and liking the way she put it on him and twerk that thing, but he still might be thinking like, oh, she a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Whether she gave it up or not. You know what I'm saying? He feel like she a hoe, you know what I'm saying? Because, bam, she gave it up. Just easy that quick. Right. You got some bitch that spread like butter.
All off of
what a man say.
Marquita, but now, what if this is the situation? Now, I'm just asking, all right? You listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if this is the situation?
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Now, what is that situation?
Oh, I don't know. I can't name that.
See, that's a whole different conversation.
Oh,
hold on, man. We got one more. Patty, you still here?
I'm here.
Okay, what you think? Can you make somebody you sleep with on the first night your man?
I don't know. It all depends on the guy. Because she's saying that he'd be thinking that the female a hoe. Shit, he could be a hoe, too.
Hold on. Not to skip you, baby. I just got to go back to Marquita.
Uh-huh.
All right, so what you said, this is pretty much that the man thinking, right?
Right.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway. Right. All women are not hoes. We're talking 25% top. Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment. I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant. But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
So that's the conversation that you pretty much thinking about, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm just asking.
But still and all, even in that scenario, you can't say that because I feel like you're supposed to pay for what make you feel good anyway. So that's just in general, shit. If you take a bitch out and you pay for dinner. Okay, you gonna feed her. You want it to be full, right? You know what I'm saying? So bam, you gonna get her a cocktail if that's what she wants. You know what I'm saying? You gonna make sure she right. You know what I'm saying? You gonna make sure this female that you're kicking it with right. So either way it goes, you're supposed to pay for what make you feel good.
All right, so in other words, Marquita, what you saying is...
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
That's what you're saying. I owe you some money.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, if he take her out and he spend a little money on her, whatever, feed her, get her, you know what I'm saying, get her right, get her what she wants, That don't mean you owe her no money, but what I'm saying is you're supposed to pay for what makes you feel good. You want her to feel good and be comfortable so she could do you right.
No, let me stop you right there now. Okay. Now what I'm about to say is not pertain to you per se, okay? Don't take this personal, okay?
I'm
but
good.
That you promise you ain't gonna take it personal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not aimed at you personally.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that prostitution?
Companionship.
But I'm paying for it. It's the same thing.
If you not, if
nigga, check that hoe.
If you ain't put no money in her hand, you ain't paying for it. If you did.
Whoa, wait a minute. Call girls don't get money in their hand. It goes to the metal.
No, if you working for somebody, but if you buy none, you ain't working for nobody. You getting your own grip. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna let nobody get their money and pay you off here afterward. No. Is if you ain't putting no money on here, that's not classified as prostitution. Just because you take her to the restaurant to buy her something to eat and buy her a cocktail or something, that don't mean that's prostitution.
But you just said if I don't fill your stomach up, you can't make me feel good, which means I have to.
That ain't
money.
What I said, honey. That ain't what I said. I said if you you gonna pay for what make you feel good. Meaning, what you gonna do? You want her to be sitting on the side of you, her stomach talking louder than you and her?
Well, why
not?
How come we just can't
just
give
each other a hookup? Why the hell you didn't eat before you got there?
Oh, wow. Y'all just rude. Maybe she did eat. Maybe. What's y'all just rude. For real. Y'all rude. It don't matter if she ate or what or not. Feed her. Take her to McDonald's. Feed her. I ain't saying you got to take her to Red Lobster, all that. Take her to Burger King somewhere.
That's what they
gonna
do?
Exactly. A man gonna look out for a woman regardless. Whether you're giving it up or not.
Now, hold on, Marquita, I got to tell you. Now, I want you to listen.
Game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. can I help you, sir?
I'm not understanding what you're talking about.
What part do you understand? So I could break it down for you. What part do you understand?
Because, I mean, if you sit there talking about, I got to pay you to make you feel good, I'm going to tell you.
That's not what I said. I didn't say you had to pay the female for her to make you feel good. I just said, if you take her out and buy her something to eat or whatever, and you get her a cocktail or whatever, you just taking her out on a date. You know what I'm saying? You just taking her out on a date. That's what a date is. So you might negotiate, you might not.
Hold on. A date is one thing. If we going on a date is one thing. But now, okay, let's just say, for instance, if I'm coming to your crib. Now, I'm coming to your crib. I call you. Can I stop by? You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing nothing, I ain't doing nothing. I say, can I stop by? You tell me, yeah. All right, it's cool. Am I obligated to bring drink, food, weed, or whatever else I need to bring? Do I need to bring all this before I come to your crib?
You ain't qualified to bring that, but if you one of them type of niggas that's going to ask her, do she got a drink, or is she going to buy a drink, yeah, you bring the drink. But other than that, but see, if you just going for a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, then say that's what you going for.
And those are free.
Wait a minute. I'm not saying a wham bam thank you, ma'am. I mean, I'm just coming to see you now. If it happens, it happens. But now, just because I'm coming over there, am I obligated to bring all the accessories? Am I obligated to bring the motherfucking cherry kush, the motherfucking swisher, the motherfucking the Patron? And the motherfucking chickens from Harold? Damn, I gotta bring all that. Man,
what
fuck
the fuck
you
is
up,
a cherry kush?
No, I don't agree with that, no.
Hold on for a second. Before you answer that, I got a question. What the hell is a cherry kush?
Don't worry about it, brother. Don't worry about it, brother.
What is that?
No, dude. All the weed smokers know what I'm talking about. All the weed smokers know what I'm talking about, man. The weed smokers know what I'm talking about. Now,
okay, now you go ahead and ask your question, man.
Marquita, I'm talking to you.
What you say, I ain't hear you.
Am I obligated to bring all that?
No, you're not. I don't, I mean, no. I mean, I wouldn't be, I mean, that's not what I would be requesting, because if you call and say, man, I want to come back and see you, okay, come back and see me. Now, for somebody to be asking all that, that's just thirsty. I mean, that means she ain't got nothing. She's trying to get you over there so she can get everything that she needs for the night, in my opinion.
All right, so, all right, one night, all right, we're going to shift this to Janine. Janine, what's up, baby?
Nothing.
All right, not today. I come over there and I say, hey, baby, I want to come see you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming to see you. I mean, am I obligated to bring something? Do I got to bring something or, you know what I'm saying? Or, I mean, do I just need to bring myself or what?
You bring yourself, because if you even come, even know where I live, that was an obligation right there. You special right there just to know where I live at, because I don't want to just allow anybody to come to my house.
Patty?
Yeah, I'm here.
About you. Am I obligated to bring accessories?
Well, I feel like a girl. I got kids, so I don't just let a nigga come over my house. So
I mean,
you got to be somebody if you coming to my door.
Right. Even that special.
Say it again. But if you call me and tell me you coming to see me, you ain't got to say nothing. Like, we just gonna chill. That don't mean, because you call me and say, I want to come see you, don't mean you're going to get some ass. So, yeah, you ain't got to bring nothing. I got a movie. We can sit down and watch movies, and you can go on about your way when it's over.
Can I ask you a question, Patty?
You sure can. Yeah.
Why are you so fancy?
Huh?
Why are you so fancy? Why is you so stingy? Now, Patty, hold on. Now, I believe that once you say okay, now I'm just saying, just Cass saying this, and don't get offended, but I'm just saying, if I say I'm coming over, I mean, once we hang up the phone, this should be your thought process.
But you know what? No, that's funny, because that is. But I'm gonna let you know up front. I hope you're not expecting this, because that's not what's gonna happen. That's not what's going down.
So you won't be
disappointed. If you are disappointed, then that's on you, because you set yourself up for failure.
I feel you, Patty. But I'm gonna tell you, my thought process is when soon as I get there, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you what I'm thinking.
Gonna be very disappointed.
I ain't gonna be disappointed, Patty, because I'm gonna tell you right now.
You can think all you want. You said that's your thought process. You could think whatever you want to think, but that don't mean it's gonna happen.
Even if I did say
you can come over and you brought whatever, some liquor, whatever you want to bring, that still don't mean you're going to get some.
Why not?
I want to get in the
conversation,
but what you say that?
Because
you can have everything you want.
Damn, we got arguments going on in the background.
Hey, who's this arguing about?
Somebody about to get fucked up.
Yeah, they hung up too. Shit. About to get their ass kicked.
Oh, wow.
Get your ass off the phone.
Hey, bitch, you better get your ass off that phone. Hey, they like, they didn't say I got to come to you back. Hey, I'm glad they hung up because I'm pretty sure right about now this is what they're hearing. They.
No.
Hey, let me ask you a question, though. If I called your crib, I'm going to get something, right?
What?
You heard me?
No, I didn't hear you. What you say?
I said, if I call you, I'm coming over.
Get some.
Hell no.
You tell me no?
This has been a big of a day right tonight.
She can't tell me no, dog.
You sound
pretty sure of yourself, don't you?
That's all she going to be hearing. She going to hear that phone ring. She be like, hello? Yeah, I'm on my way.
Okay. You sound pretty sure of yourself. That is so funny.
You sound like that ain't gonna happen. You know something I don't?
You
sound
like you talking tall shit, I see.
Hey.
That's what he's saying.
Well,
answer the question.
I answered your question.
You said no?
She said no.
Oh, yeah.
She said no. What part you in the end of the
I ain't neither one of y'all got it like that.
Who?
Neither one of y'all.
Oh, so I can't get over there and get that?
Don't
if I say
me.
No, you cannot.
Is she going to tell me no?
If I tell hell you no, you can't have none. And that's a fact.
Oh, I'm getting some.
Oh,
I'm playing
role. Hold on, I'll tell you like this. If I get over there and you tell me no, I'm going to tell you.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and God knock him hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn her whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I get over there and I don't get none,
hey.
Yes, they deserve to die.
What?
I hope they burn in hell.
Y'all a trip, for real.
That's all I'm saying. That's a long ass drive.
That right. And I got to teach you, baby. Once I put my game down, you don't give it to me. This gonna be my game right here.
I'm gonna be everything to you. I'm going to be your father, I'm going to be your friend, I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Uh-uh. Yeah, that sounds like you, too.
Yeah, but now I'm going to tell you. Now, you get to talking crazy, I'm going to have to break it down.
Now, I tell you what, I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours.
Way.
Okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
How
are you going to get mad? We didn't ask you to come over here. If we asked you to come over here, that's different. How you going to ask us to come to our house, but you expecting something?
Okay,
not that
they're
expecting, they just know they're
going to
get it.
Exactly. That's the fun part of that. Mm-mm. Okay, now that's a good question. That's a good question. Now, what about if y'all want it and we just ain't in the mood?
Well, then we call somebody else. You know how many dicks is out there waiting? Sorry, no, I'm just playing.
I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't getting cock blocking everybody. Ain't nobody getting that. I'm like right here all night. I'm laying right here. So, as soon as you get out there, dead heck, where you going? I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to be right in that bathroom door. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, let me help you put your shoes off.
Thanks for
me, like, helping you out the door.
Oh, right, guys.
Don't you gotta get up early in the morning?
Nah,
see what y'all need right about now is Miss Laura saying it ain't never been this big, it ain't never been this hard. just let me put the head in.
Yeah, I'm about to say, baby, you beat it to me. Just let me get the head in.
I need to tell. Janine and Terry, both of y'all need to really listen to this.
Act like you got some goddamn sense, people!
Act like you got some sense. Because you know, Rock Hall, you know what's going on.
Oh, wow.
Act like you don't.
Mm. I mean, I'm hypothetically speaking, but, Fatty, he talking like, you gonna get that ass up.
For real.
You know what?
Don't you love me?
That's cute. He's so confident.
You don't love me no more? You don't love me no more?
You know I got nothing but love for you, but still.
You ain't no player.
Damn, dog. She pressed that one herself.
Right.
She pressed that one herself, dog.
Well, in
oh,
theory.
Hell no.
In the words of my man, Nino Brown,
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Why y'all men get like that? When y'all get turned out, fuck her. She ugly.
Nah,
I mean, what's up with that?
Hold on. We don't say fuck her. This is what we say. I'm going to tell you.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes, fuck them socks with the bell on it, fuck your gay-ass, very faggot accent, fuck them cheap-ass cigars, fuck your yuck mouth teeth, fuck your hair piece, fuck your chocolate, fuck Guy Ritchie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is back and my Lambo is doomed. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
But real talk, though, why y'all get like that?
Because y'all, you know what? Because y'all make us like that.
No, why you gotta be so in your feelings, though?
Hold on, man. Let's be real. Now, granted, we do shit to fuck y'all heads up too. But y'all do shit to fuck our heads up also. Y'all fucks our shit up too. Y'all make us feel like we just the top of the motherfucking food chain. We on the top of the food chain in y'all eyes. Y'all make us feel like we just king motherfucking ding-a-ling. Then y'all want to take that shit away from us. And oh, well, I ain't fucking you no more. Fuck you, nigga. You ain't shit. But you been fucking me. Talk all to me, Big Daddy, and I love your dick, and ain't nobody else better than you. We listen to that shit. Y'all think we don't? We listen to that shit. We hear that shit. We love that shit. I mean, y'all telling us that ain't. Then y'all squirting all on us and shit like that. Hell yeah, shit. We believe in this shit now. Then all of a sudden you're talking about
I like him. Who the fuck is him? Bro, that's why we act like, hey, Patty, you didn't
shit.
Need it. That's,
y'all do Patty, the same shit.
Patty,
exactly. Oh. They do the same thing.
Hold on.
Y'all do the same shit. But what's so fucked up about it?
They still trying to hold on to us, though. They get the new piece, but then they still trying to hold on to us. Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit. That's bull.
It ain't true.
That shit ain't true.
Yes, it is.
Oh, get the fuck on.
Exactly.
And it couldn't have been that true when your ass left.
Wait, what is it?
Right? You remember that?
What?
You remember that, right?
Oh, he talking about some
true
stuff.
Oh, that got personal.
Oh, he didn't tell quick to be personal.
I'm just saying. And then went to a whole different state.
Kick back to me.
You heard exactly what I said.
I really didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear you. Everybody else was but me. You talking to me. What did you say?
I'm saying, when you left. You remember when you left?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
I said yeah.
This
That's exactly what I'm talking shit. About. Exactly what I'm talking about.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't get a new piece. She left you first.
Yeah, she left. Went to a whole different state. And then said it was my fault.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember all of that. I don't forget nothing. You know this.
I'm not even going to comment.
I know. You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
Say, I think you good.
You say what?
I say, I think you good.
But now,
you're a trip,
remember
for
now,
real. I can't believe you even said that online on air. You're a trip.
Before you say anything.
Act like you got some goddamn sense, people. Hey.
Now you can answer the question.
I don't even know what the question is.
Whoa. Now, he's going to ask you a question. But you got.
Uh-huh.
What I want you to do is remember this. Before you answer that question, make sure you think.
You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Okay. Now you can answer the question. You can answer the question, dog. Just remember, it's consequences on whatever you say.
What the fuck ever?
You better make sure I look good at the end of your answer.
I'm listening.
You got a question for a dog? But she gonna answer you the right way.
You funny.
He's trying to figure out what the fuck went on.
You say
oh,
he
yeah.
is? Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Oh, so you want to know what happened when she left? All right, I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
First of all, she stayed out all night.
He
didn't even call me, right? So, you know, obviously, you know what you're thinking when your girl stay out all night. No phone call, no nothing. I ain't getting nothing. Not text or nothing. I don't even know if my phone had text back then, but it was nothing. Now, explain that one. What'd you tell me you were doing?
I was kicking it.
You was
with my cousin.
You
was kicking it,
good.
Dog. Oh, hold on. I'm going to give you something.
Whatever.
Wait a minute, hold on. What time did she come in?
shit the next day. And then got right in the shower.
Oh, you are lying. You are lying. You're lying now. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. That's not true. That's not true. If you're going to tell the story,
no.
Tell it right.
No,
if it was, when I came in, that nigga put me out in front of my cousin. That's what happened.
No, you didn't.
Told me I'm taking you to your mama's house. That's what you said. That's what happened. And then, and what's so fucked up is I ain't even do nothing wrong. I was just kidding.
You
know,
you got fucked.
What?
You ain't coming in there and say you got fucked. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You
say he's trying to say I got fucked. That's what he think, and I ain't gonna lie. If I was him, I would have thought the same thing. But like I told him, that was many years ago. I was young at the time, so I like to
kick it. What? That means because you was young, you didn't get fucked. You came in at the next day. Wait a minute, hold on.
No, I was kicking it with my cousin. My female cousin, we were just out kicking it. Shit, hanging with the girls. That was it.
Wait a minute. What time the next day did you come in?
I don't even know, man.
It was in the morning. You're a damn lie.
I was up worried.
Well, hold
this
on.
This is funny. You're lying. This
is
funny.
Let me be real. What time did she come in?
I don't even remember what time it was, dude, for real. I know it was daylight.
Like,
she left in daylight and came back in daylight.
You're lying.
You're lying.
This is funny.
Now, hold on. Maybe us as men, we've been a little bit too judgmental. All right, Janine. She left at daylight. She ain't come back to daylight. Did she get fucked?
No.
No, that's not necessarily true.
Exactly.
I went out and kicked it, and I don't know. Just sometimes when we hanging out, we just lose all track of time. That has happened to me before.
You fucking, that's how you lost track of time.
I was not all the time. No, that was not true.
Hold on, all the time.
Yeah, sometimes I was. I know me, but not all the time that wasn't the case. If she say that was, I mean, she ain't even with him no more, so if she say that ain't what she was doing, that ain't what she was doing.
She lied.
She ain't got to be with him. She ain't got to be with him, because I know where she live. I travel.
So what, I'm supposed to be scared to tell you if I was fucking back then?
See, you messed up a perfectly good relationship.
Right? Y'all know that show, Half Guns Will Travel?
That nigga was fucking. Patty, you was fucking. Stop lying, man. Come on.
That's not true. Oh, my God.
All because that's something you would have been doing. All because that's what you be doing when you out all night. That don't mean everybody else is the same.
All right. Now, Janine, let's be realistic. Janine. Hello, Janine. Is this Janine on the phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now, Janine, you left in daylight. Daylight.
That is a lie. Oh, my God.
Janine, you left at daylight savings time. You come back. It's time to go. You late for work because you came back too late.
I'm not saying that we wouldn't think that, and I'm not saying he didn't have the right to think that. But what I'm saying is that don't mean it's always true.
Right, and I even said I felt too on thinking that because I would have thought the same thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the case.
My thing is, you ain't call.
No, the thing is, fuck it, that's why she can't call with a dick up in
it. Had me sitting up worrying all night.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
You're a lie. Oh, my God, you're lying.
I've called plenty of times with my dick sitting right there.
No, Right.
So that's not true. We are very good at that. We were called with them sitting right there. Everybody be quiet. Don't nobody.
A nigga,
wait.
you better not say a word.
Janine, you're not helping things.
I'm saying if that was the case, she could have called and still got away with it, is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
All right. We coming down last of the show. We finna stop streaming. So I'm gonna hit it off real quick. Janine, any last words?
I have a lot of things going on in my life. I'm gonna have to talk to y'all about it next week.
Okay.
I will talk to y'all later.
All right. Patty, any last words?
SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all.
All right, check this out, y'all. SinCity.Spruce.com. Tell y'all friends, we trying to blow up, man. We trying to get some of this Facebook money. Holler at us next week, y'all. Love y'all. Peace. And we out like.